The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. Here we discuss ideas that revolve around the literary arena in a not-so-typical way. We here like to have fun while school's on. For the ones who can't sit still inside a traditional classroom but still wants to learn, this show is for you. For today, our episode will tackle a subject matter that most people want to hush-hush about. To this day, it's sensitive that most would rather deny its existence. We're going to talk about HIV/AIDS. Marty.
Yes, Ms. Cookie.
Speaking of pop culture, what movies exposed you to the idea of HIV/AIDS?
Oh my goodness. Just thinking about it makes me cry. Definitely The Normal Heart.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
It was so heart-wrenching and frustrating how no one really was listening to the main character's predicament. I want to talk about the movie and everything else, but as you said, Cookie, no spoilers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I say that all the time.
Yeah, about you?
Oh, Rent.
Oh, yes.
I have
Isn't
seen...
Is this your favorite?
Yes, I've seen it for the nth time, yeah. And every single time I watch it, I cry.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody, we all know what happened to yeah. Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. And the series posts, it showed lives that HIV took.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, how about a poetry on HIV? Which ones do you find moving?
I saw this poem entitled Distorted Beauty by Kevin D. And I'd say it's inspiring. Here goes. Flower parasitically flourishes. Ocean of virus overflows, contorting its distorted beauty into all-pervading positivity. Holding HIV now in healthy hands, sculpting its quiet permanence, harnessing hidden hope, swell of spirit and blooming ambition. Obscured ocean surged into voice, flower fashioned into creative craft.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, very inspiring. How about you, Cookie?
I like R.I.P. My Love by Tori Dent.
Mm-hmm.
Also, What the Living Do by Marie Howe. Mm-hmm. And HIV 1994 by Miguel Agarin. Here to read to us a poem on HIV, we give you Jenalyn V. Garcia with Kagawasan. Kagawasan is in Waray, to be followed by her English version, Freedom.
Kagawasan. Igilit ko daw ang album namon ha Manila. Sirihan akong ibang kasangkayat, kamag-upay na't amon mga selfie, bidahito na amon urhi nga pagkita. Kahuhugot ang iyahang ko pa ang nahumutan ko pa ang aftershave cream nga ginarbor niya akon. Tara, di ko good man itira igdidilit. Baga sa ho, ha mga kita. 30,000 unmessages niya akon, man akon na iya. Oo, pala basahon usa-usa. Pero ko tira igdidilit. Baga sa ho, yasing hinupait makabasa. Baga sa ho, bisan pa daw hinanay ang bumasa. Sakto na ini, nalistahan ha notes. Kin passwords, pinhit akong ATM, details it ak life insurance. Diri ko lang didilit it aada contacts. Labaw nga diri ko igdidilit it iya numero. Baka sa ho, bisan pa daw hino it iratawagan. Baka sa ho, bis pa daw hitatay it manawag. Nakaturog nagihapak. O muna naman nga niya, kikakako ay netaklawas, kapakigbisog, kapag-ato. Kunta, pagmata ko, upod lagihap kami. Baka sa ho, hatanan nga tarhog. Baka sa ho, hatanan nga tamay. freedom. I want to delete our Manila photo album. Some of my friends say we made good selfies the last time we were together. How he hugged me tight. I could still smell the aftershave cream he took from me. Tara, I won't delete any of this. Don't care who sees. 30,000 messages from him to me and from me to him. I'd love reading them one by one. No, I won't delete any of this. Who cares who'll read? Don't give a hoot, even if mother reads them. Enough are these lists of passwords, ATM pins, life insurance details. I won't delete those in my contacts, especially his number. No. I couldn't care less whom they call. I couldn't care less even if father calls them all. I want to sleep at last. He'd gone ahead of me anyway. My body's tired of all the revolting, all the fighting. I hope when I wake, we'll be together still. Damn all their threats. Damn all their scorn.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
When did the general public learn about HIV? Is there a written data about that information?
Based on many sources online, knowing who the first patient of HIV is really debatable. Some sources say it is in 1959 from a man living in what's now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo. Some say it could have been around the 1930s through the 1950s, a milder or closely related to HIV that spread in many parts of Europe. Some say it could have been earlier, probably around the early 1900s due to the bushmeat trade. One thing is for sure though, the term AIDS and HIV were first seen printed and discussed in the journal Science in May 1983, discussed separately by one team in the US and one team in France. The team of Robert Gallo of the National Cancer Institute in Maryland isolated a virus they labeled HTLV-3 and its role in causing AIDS, and published a series of four articles. Robert Gallo is also credited with providing the foundational research needed to develop the first HIV test. The team of Luc Montagnier of the Institut Pasteur in Paris, their research led to the discovery of what they named lymphadenopathy-associated virus, or LAV. It was only in 1986 that the two viruses, HTLV-3 and LAV, were confirmed to be the same virus, after which it was renamed HIV. I have to add, since the movie The Normal Heart is a favorite of mine, the character Dr. Emma Bruckner is based on the feisty Dr. Linda Laubenstein.
Wow!
Yeah! She dedicated her life, despite being wheelchair-bound due to polio, to advocate for her patients. According to lateralmag.com, Dr. Laubenstein published the first paper to appear in a medical journal on the alarming rise in Kaposi sarcoma with her colleague, Dr. Alvin Friedman Kean, in 1981. Just 1 year later, her private practice saw 62 cases, a quarter of all reported cases in the United States. Together, Laubenstein and Friedman Kean worked tirelessly to gather support for AIDS research, including arranging the first full-scale medical conference on AIDS and founding the Kaposi Sarcoma Research Fund. Her colleague, Dr. Jeffrey Green, described Laubenstein in her obituary as the ultimate AIDS physician. She was sicker than most of her patients but didn't let it stop her. She would visit patients in the emergency room in the middle of the night, make house calls by New York City transit bus, and went to the funeral of every patient she lost. Even in terms of the number of patients she was treating in her practice, Laubenstein was doing more than many physicians at the time. But she didn't stop there. Linda noticed that patients often lost their jobs once their conditions worsened, and she believed that patients needed employment for their emotional well-being. So, in 1989, Dr. Laubenstein opened a nonprofit organization with Dr. Green called Multitasking Services, which sold office services and employed solely AIDS patients.
What an amazing person.
Yes, she is. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, trivia. Did you know that Jericho Brown kept his HIV status a secret for years? Until poetry helped him accept his truth and use his voice to help others.
Wow.
And guess what?
What?
Jericho Brown's third collection of poems, The Tradition, won the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. There he reveals how HIV, race, and rape can coexist with joy, lust, and love.
Wow.
And did you know that Tory Dent, poet, essayist, and art critic, wrote poetry about the experience of living with AIDS?
Ooh.
Most famously in her collection, HIV Mon Amour, she was 47 when she died. She had been HIV positive for 17 years.
Wow.
HIV Mon Amour drew a great deal of attention and won several awards,
amazing,
including the James Laughlin Award of the Academy of American Poets. It contained unflinching, graphically detailed verse accounts of her fight with the disease, the unending medical appointments she endured, and a daily existence lived in defiance of it.
Wow.
Did you know that Dane Smith, a Black queer HIV-positive poet who uses they-them pronouns, depicts deeply personal aspects of living with the virus while creatively situating those experiences in larger social and historical contexts?
Wow.
Homie, Dane Smith's book of poetry illuminates some of the daily, often hidden realities of HIV, treating them with vulnerability, complexity, and finely honed craft. HIV surfaces more frequently in Smith's previous collection of poetry, Don't Call Us Dead, and in that book, the social problems related to HIV are even more explicit.
Wow.
Did you know that to honor the legacy of Mary Bowman and support other accomplished young activists, artivists like her, student and non-student art activists are welcome to apply for the Mary Bowman Arts in Activism Award?
Amazing.
The $5,000 awards are intended to support young artivists, 27 years of age or younger, each year, who exemplify Mary's passion for the arts as the vehicle for their own HIV/AIDS and or health and social justice community activism and expression.
Wow.
In case you don't know, May of 2019, the HIV/AIDS world lost its most promising poet, advocate, author, singer, and young person living with AIDS, Mary Bowman. She was 30 years old.
Oh, so young.
Yeah, so young. Born with HIV, she lived out her experiences of growing up and living with HIV and losing a mother to AIDS through her art. The arts gave her the platform and voice to channel her creative energy, her passion, her truth. Next up is Jessica Aban with Bukang Liwayway.
Bukang Liwayway. Minsan ka na rin bang napatanong kung ano nga bang kahulugan ng buhay? Sa buhay na di mo alam ang susunod na sorpresa sa'yo sa paglitaw ng araw. Sa buhay na bibigyan ka ng rason para ihikbi ang bibig sa gabing sinakop na ng dilim ang kalangitan. Sa buhay na di mo mawari kung bakit puro bigat ang dinadagdag sa bagahing matagal nang pinapasan. Sa kalagitnaan ng kalmadong panahon, anong rason bakit sinubok ako ng nanlalamong alon? Sa masayang paglalakbay, binigyan ako ng malaking pader. Pangharang sa naipon kong pundasyon, isang araw narinig ko ang sakit. Sakit na sumasaklolo sa loob ko na siyang sukli pala ng iting walang pag-aalinlang ang ginawad ko sa mundo. Mga papel na tanging salitang HIV/AIDS ang naiintindihan. Nagpalambot ng tuhod kasabay ng luhang gustong kumawala sa gapos ng pagkamuong. Mga katanungan sa utak ay walang kapaguran. Walang kapaguran sa pagtakbo kasama ng mga boses na bumubulong sa tenga kung tanging ingay ang dala. Gabi na naman, hindi ko maipikit ang mga mata Hagulhol ang nagsisilbi kong musika pagsumbat sa kanya'y naging kagawian ko. Anong kasalanan ko para dugtungan ng panibagong kalbaryo ang panggagahasang aking naranasan? Tanging pagsugat sa aking pulso at makita ang pulang dugo ang siyang bibigay sa akin ng pagkalmang sana'y di na lang panandalian. Alas 5 ng madaling araw ay may kung anong gumising sa kalagitnaan ng pagtulog ko. Malayang sinundan ang enerhiyang humila sa akin palabas at hanapin ang sagot na nanatiling blanko. Bukang liwayway, walang kung ano'y matay lumuha. Niyakap niya ako at pinaramdam na ko'y di nag-iisa sa laban. Pinahiwatig ng bukang liwayway na nasa bawat dilim may makulay na resultang para sa aking nakalaan. Nagbukas ng cellphone. At di ko alam kung panibagong sinyales na ako'y lumaban ang nakitang organisasyon para sa may sakit na aking kinabibilangan. Pakikisa siguro'y makatutulong at marapat lamang naputulin ko na ang gapos sa 4 na sulok ng aking kwartong naging takbuhan. Nakalimutan kong hindi lang ako at marami kami. Kaya't anong karapatan kong magsumbat kung di ko muna sinubukang languyin ang along nilunod ako sa matagal na panahon? Buhay nga pala'y may dalawang muka. At sa pagkakataong ito, susuotin ng maskara ng pag-asa at pagbangon. Kayamanan pala ang minsan dumikong itunuran. Naging susi para mabuksan ko ang nakakandadong gamot sa sakit na nararanasan. Mahigpit na yakap sa pamilya naging lakas kasama ng pananampalataya sa kanya na ngayon aking pahingahan. Mga tanong ay nabigyan ng kasagutan at boses sa utak ay unti-unti na rin tumahan. Sa pangalawang pagkakataon, itatayo ang nangangatog na tuhod at kabadong kalamnan. Pupunasan ang sariling luha at aakyatin ang pader ng walang pag-aalinlangan. Titindig sa ilalim ng gabi gusto kong ipanalo mga bituin sa kalangitan, lalaban dahil hindi dito nagtatapos. Hindi dito nagtatapos ang aking istorya ng pagkapanalo kahit walang katiyakan.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
What would you consider an iconic media and pop culture moment that changed people's view of HIV/AIDS?
Oh, on the top of my head, I'd say the Freddie Mercury tribute concert held on the 20th of April 1992 at Wembley Stadium in London, UK.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. If I remember the story correctly, after they announced this concert, in 3 hours, all 72,000 tickets were sold out.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It was a tribute to Queen's frontman, of course, Freddie Mercury.
The Freddie Mercury.
Of course, yes. Who died of AIDS on the 24th of November, 1991.
Unfortunately.
That's true. And it's very sad. We lost an amazing singer.
Yes.
That amazing concert was used to launch the Mercury Phoenix Trust, an AIDS charity organization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what you, Cookie?
I think the release of Sapphire's Push. I have a copy of the book.
That's true.
Published in 1996, it tells the unflinching story of 16-year-old Clarice Precious Jones, an HIV-positive teen who is made pregnant by her father and subjected to constant abuse by her mother. It was also adapted into the Oscar award-winning film Precious in 2009. I have seen the film
too. It's beautiful.
Also iconic for me is Tony Kushner's Angels in America.
Ah, yeah, I've seen snippets.
It first premiered in a small San Francisco theater in 1991, and because of the positive public reception and the urgency of the issues it tackled, the play moved on to Broadway and won a Pulitzer 2 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well deserved.
An HBO mini film adaptation aired in 2003 to critical praise, winning multiple Golden Globes, Emmys, and GLAAD Awards, among others, breaking the Emmys record for highest number of wins by a miniseries.
Wow.
On with another reading here. Here's Ted Gallardo with O Kaibigan.
O Kaibigan, wala akong karapatan na ikaw ay pagsabihan sa iyong pinagdaraanan Wala akong pinagsisisihan. Ano ba yung nararamdaman mo? Sabi mo 3 years ka nang undetected. Di ko naman maintindihan. Ano ba ang iyong pinahalagahan na higit pa sa iyong sariling katawan? Di kita sinisisi. Kapatid ating turingan. Kaya ako nababagabag sa ganyan. Sa iyong napakamaselang kalagayan. San ba ang tunay na pinagmulan? Ano ba ang pinag-ugatan ng iyong mga kapighatian? O kapatid, o aking kaibigan, kay dami mo kasing pinagkakaabalahan, mga importante bang mga laspagan sa mga trabahong walang katapusan, sa mga taong hindi nauubusan ng mga gustong maabot sa kabuhayan? Pinagdarasal kita ng walang hanggan. Sana ikay tunay na naagapan. O, napakabuti mong kaibigan. Napakasarap sa mga kalokohan at sa mga sari-sari nating pinagkakainteresan. Kung ikaw lamang sana ay huminga at hinayaan na magpahinga paminsan-minsan, sana'y naalala mong iyong kapakanan at paminsan-minsan iyong nasundan ang indayog at mga pangangailangan ng iyong kaluluwa at kalusugan. Dahil andun ang tunay na kaligayahan sa pagiging gising sa katotohanan, sa buong, sa kabuuan, sa ating pagkamulat sa karimlan, sa pagkakaugat natin sa sangkatauhan, sa loob ng mabuting pakikipag-ugnayan. O mahal ko, sana ikaw nga ay maging mainam.
We would like to thank PAFPI, Positive Action Foundation Philippines Incorporated, for their support.
Thank you so much!
Thank you!
Positive Action Foundation Philippines Incorporated, or PAFPI, was formed in 1998 by Joshua Formentera, who is the founding president, with the help of other persons living with HIV Philippines and AIDS, or PLWHAs, and their uninfected families. This nonprofit organization has a mission to empower people with HIV/AIDS and their families to live a normal, happy, and productive life in the mainstream of a supportive society. The said organization also is continuing the fight for HIV Philippines and AIDS prevention and control by facilitating support responses to the needs of PLWHAs and their families. This is done through the provision of appropriate care and support services. PAFPI believes in the greater involvement of positive people in the national response to HIV Philippines and AIDS, a belief that actively pursues both the organization and advocacy programs. PAFPI's success lies in the fact that most of its PLWHA volunteers are now employed as project staff in its various projects. A majority of the staff and board members of the organization is HIV positive. PAFPI has gained the recognition, trust, and confidence of PLWHAs and funding agencies as an organization directly involved in care and support services. The organization successfully conducted the first, second, and the third national consultation process with PLWHAs and convened the first national consensus meeting of PLWHAs, resulting in the adoption of the Manila Manifesto of Filipinos Living with HIV/AIDS, which forms the basis of PAFPI's future planning and advocacy and lobbying efforts.
Visit their website, www.pafpi.org. You may also look for them on Facebook. Let's rise above the struggle. I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.